Hi friends, it's Fred Greenhalgh, producer here at Realm. The next episode of the dark fiction series Ominous Thrill is ready for your ears. It's called Secret in Silver Falls, and it's a Cold War era creature feature. Here's a short preview.
Ned, it's a government facility, so even if I had...
Well, my government doesn't keep secrets from citizens, just enemies.
Okay, but that's not really how it works.
Are you saying we're the enemy?
I'm not saying that. It's just...
Gotcha, you little shit.
Ned.
How about we go inside, you and me? You can tell me what's happening. And then I can tell all these fine folks there ain't nothing to worry about.
I don't have answers to share with you.
I insist.
Ominous Thrill is out now, everywhere you listen.
Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is intended for mature audiences.
If you have to promise you that nothing will...
You stole from me, and you want me to make you promises?
I got your money. I have it right here.
And now you care about the price. Now you care about the consequences. Now you care about your family, Alex. Where was your love for your family when you took off with my money? What did you love then, Alex? Why don't people think about what matters until fate takes it away?
Please, I'm begging you. Please.
Welcome to the Dark Sanctum. Look around you. Communication, the power of connecting one voice to another, one soul to another, one heart to another. That's what a mobile phone can do. Behold, a phone bruised and banged and bloodied. This phone can bring two voices together, unless you make one mistake too many. Then it can tear your world apart. Fate, ugly and sneering and vindictive, has a message waiting for you. Just step over the threshold into the eerie charcoal void of the dark sanctum.
You seem nervous. Are you nervous? No. No, sir. Officer.
All right. License and registration.
Officer, you don't understand. I have to get home to San Diego by 8 p.m. sharp.
No, you don't understand. A suspended license means you don't drive. That's a misdemeanor. Up to 6 months in jail and a stiff fine.
No, but...
And because you resisted, this is where you're spending the night. Get in.
Officer, please, listen to me. I have to get home. It's urgent.
Yeah, it's always urgent. You're not going anywhere tonight,
oh,
pal.
Jesus, it's almost 8. I have to get home by 8.
You're gonna cool your heels in this jail cell tonight, my man.
But...
I need your phone, everything in your pockets, and all your clothes.
What?
I'm just yanking your chain. This is the Hemet Town lockup, not Sing Sing. Keep your shit. Make as many calls as you like. Call your girlfriend.
My wife.
Call them both. I don't care. There's your toilet. There's your cot. Be a good boy, and I'll see you in the morning. I'm going home.
You mean... nobody will be here? It's just me?
Would you be here with you if you had a choice? Good night, sweetheart. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Oh, and by the way, there are definitely bed bugs in that cot.
Oh, it's 8 p.m. Oh, shit, shit. I'm supposed to be there right now. Roper, it's me.
Well, speak of the devil. I'm rolling up to your house right now.
Something's happened. I'm not there. I can't get there tonight.
Oh, I did not hear that.
I got stopped, delayed. I got the money. The envelope's right here with me. It's all there. I'll get it to you as soon as
I
can.
See you at 8, I said. I'll be there, you said. At 8, I promise, you said. With the money, you said.
Listen, yeah, I know,
and
I know.
Here I am at your front door at precisely 8 o'clock.
I can't get there tonight.
Did you really think when you stole that money that nobody would notice, Alex? Did you really think I would forgive it? Do you think I'm where I am and who I am because I forgive people who steal from me?
I've got your money, though. It's all here.
Do you really think there'd be no price to pay, Alex?
I have the money.
So we'll collect the money, and you'll pay the price.
What do you mean?
Well, you got a pretty little wife, don't you?
Wait, no,
no. Her name's Caitlin. Pretty little Caitlin, 5'5", blonde with blue eyes. And a nice, tight ass.
Wait.
It'd be a
wait.
Shame if anything happened to Caitlin.
I got your money, all of it!
And your little daughter, Quinn, how old is she now? Oh, don't tell me she's 9.
No.
Do you know what it looks like when a bullet rips through the head?
No.
Well, I do. And it's messy. Very, very messy.
You don't...
Or... you could walk in the door 3 fucking minutes ago.
Help! Help! Help me, please! Caitlin. Answer.
Hi, it's me. Leave a message at the town.
Caitlin, please, call me back right away. You have to get out of the house. You and Quinn. Both of you have to leave right now. There's just somebody about to come to the door, and you can't let them in. Do not let them in. Don't answer it. Please, just call me. Call me as soon as you get this. Shit. What time is it? Shit. Where is she? Where is she? Oh, that's Thursday.
Why are you calling me when you're supposed to be in front of me with a bundle of cash in your hand and a look of regret on your fucking face?
I have the cash. I've got it right here. I'm in jail for the night, okay? I'm trapped. You just have to listen to me.
Your house is lovely, Alex. Where do you get the bucks for a spread like this? You don't steal it from your business partners, do you?
You're inside my house?
Beautiful. Oh, it's just beautiful, but nobody's home. Lucky you.
No! What's that noise?
That's me pissing on your coffee table, jackass. Did you know forensics can't collect DNA from piss, but blood? Oh, blood, that's a different story, and there's going to be plenty of that when your pretty little missus gets home.
It's Thursday.
It certainly is, past 8 p.m.
And she's at yoga class on a Thursday night, okay? Quinn is with her. She doesn't have her phone until class is over at 8:15, and it takes her like 5 minutes to get home. If she doesn't check her phone, I can't warn her. I can't tell her how to stay away if I can't reach her. If I can't reach her, if you have to promise me that nothing will...
You stole from me, and you want me to make you promises?
I got your money.
And now you care about the price. Now you care about the consequences. Now you care about your family, Alex. Where was your love for your family when you took off across the fucking desert with my money? What did you love then, Alex?
Okay, please.
Why don't people think about what matters until fate takes it away? I don't understand human nature, Alex.
Thank you, please.
You know, I don't think I'll kill them right away. I'm looking at these pictures of your blushing bride. Nice rat, pretty face. I think I'll have some fun with her first.
No.
And your little Quinn gets to watch.
No, you fucking dare.
Until her turn comes around.
Please, you fucking touch her.
Hi, it's me. Leave a message at the town.
Okay, listen. It's really important that you do not go home. Please, you just go to your mom's. Go anywhere but home. Please, just call me. Please.
What's the nature of your emergency?
I want to report a break-in. Somebody's got a gun, and he's in my house in San Diego threatening my family.
Are you at home now, sir?
No.
Where are you now?
I'm in a jail cell in Hemet.
You're in jail in Hemet, but you're calling to report a break-in in San Diego?
Yes.
How do you know someone with a gun has broken into your home?
I called the guy.
So you know the perpetrator of the break-in?
Yes. Yes. Please, can't you just send somebody out of my house?
Because you're in jail?
Yes.
And your friend, the criminal, is threatening your family.
They're not at home right now, but yes.
So he's not threatening your family because they're not there, and neither are you.
Just send somebody, please. It's your job, right?
It's a very busy night here, sir.
It's 8:15. She's getting in class now. Caitlin!
Look what I just found. It's the little lady's phone. Right here on the nightstand in the bedroom.
No, please don't. You fucking hurt her.
I can smell her on this bed. Sweet.
Please.
Oh, she's not home yet, Alex. Just a lonely telephone with messages from you. What a surprise, and she'll never get to hear any of them.
Listen, I have no way of reaching her without that phone. I can't warn her, okay?
You should have thought about that before you stole my goddamn money. What kind of woman doesn't bring her phone with her to her yoga class? The kind who trusts her husband not to put her life in danger.
Promise me you won't hurt her. She has nothing to do with it.
Oops, somebody's at the door. Gotta go, Alex.
No! Help! Somebody help!
What's the nature of your emergency?
My name is Alex Neagel. Someone's going to kill my wife. 2271 First Avenue in San Diego. He's got a gun. I did something wrong. Now I can't take it back, and my wife and my child are in danger. I'll do anything, please.
Okay. Dispatching officer now.
Caitlin? Quinn, honey. Oh, where's mommy?
Where are you, daddy?
be there right now, Quinny. Are you okay? Where's your mom?
I don't know. I'm scared, honey.
I know you are, honey. I know. I'm sorry.
I hear Mommy.
Let me hear, honey. Let me hear. Put the phone up. Lock yourself in the bathroom. Can you do that, honey? Quinn, I want you to lock yourself in the bathroom. Can you do that, honey?
I'm scared.
I know you're scared. I know, honey. Honey, I know. Listen to me. You have to listen to me now. Just do what I'm asking you. Please, please just lock yourself in the bathroom, okay? Okay? Right now. Quinn! Quinn. What?
Quinn? 911, what's the nature of your emergency?
I'm Alex Neagle. I called a minute ago. Someone is going to kill my wife and my baby. 2271 First Avenue in San Diego. You said you'd send somebody out. Are you close? Please.
A unit is in the area, sir.
That's not good enough. I heard my wife screaming, okay? My child is in danger. He's gonna fucking kill them.
Sir, we'll get there as quickly as we can.
Quinn.
Do you know how easy it is to break down a bathroom door, Alex?
Don't you fucking hurt her! I'll fucking kill you! Please, you don't fucking hurt her!
Oh. So, Matthew,
where's Caitlin? Where's my wife?
You're flashing back, aren't you, Alex? To all those beautiful moments you shared with your wife and your daughter before you decided something that wasn't yours was more important than everything that was.
Why did you kill me? Why did you come for me? It's my fault. It was all my fault.
Yes, it is. All your fault. You deserve to be dead. Because of you, your wife is sprawled across a bed bleeding out. Your baby girl is splattered all over a bathroom. You know, Alex, when you take things for granted, you deserve to lose them.
I should be dead.
Oh, you will be.
What does that mean?
We have friends everywhere, Alex. People who owe us. Even in the sheriff's office in dusty old Hemet, California. You don't think you were stopped by accident, do you? First you stole my money, now this.
Hello?
Tried to escape, tried to grab his service pistol when the sheriff opened the cell. Oh, Alex. He might have to act in self-defense. He might have to shoot you between the fucking eyes.
I'm here to bail out my husband.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Your husband was shot and killed during an escape attempt.
Do you have his belongings?
Of course. Here you go.
There was an envelope.
Right here. It's all there.
Thank you. Roper, it's done. I've got the package.
I'm keeping the bed warm for you.
Quinn! How about some ice cream on the way home?
Oh, I shouldn't have met you. I only
The Dark Sanctum, episode Detour, starring Clive Standen, Bethany Joy Lenz, and Michael O'Neill. Created, written, and directed by Mark Ramsey. Produced by Mark Ramsey and Jeff Schmidt. Sound design, scoring, and mix by Jeff Schmidt. Executive producer, Paul Anderson, for Workhouse Media. Until next time.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nall, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.